Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, everyone. Remember the chaos and fun of high school, Lulu?
Oh, well, how could I forget it, Judge? It was probably some of the best times of my life. It's good to think back, isn't it? Thinking back on nostalgia moments from high school.
What's your favourite moment?
Oh, God, too many to name, Judge. Too many to name.
Well, enough about the blokes you kissed and more into Lou and I reliving all our high school years in Heartbreak High Season 2. It's a bloody good time.
I could have carried on about how, you know, I was very good at speech and drama. I won many awards, Jack.
Yeah. The glory days, Lou.
Yeah. But it's a good season. I've been binge watching it. It's good classic Aussie humour, which is what we like. It's sexy. It's not afraid to poke fun at itself, which is pretty much exactly what we mean well is and what we do to each other most days.
It is a little less woke this season. You know, very, very funny and deeply Aussie.
You know what? Also, it doesn't matter if it's a distant memory high school for you, because it's nice to look back. And when you watch it, you feel like you're back in high school and you go, oh, I can relate to all of this.
Distant memory, huh? For you.
Well,
I graduated only a couple of years ago, I think. Look, everyone can join in on the fun with Heartbreak High Season 2. It's out now on Netflix. Do not miss it.
Get around it.
We're live in 5, 4...
Three, two, one.
Blast off.
We're off to the moon.
Blast off.
Take off.
It'd be blast off.
It'd be take
off. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off.
What's the difference? Blast off, take off.
Well, it's blast off if it's a rocket ship, which is what...
It's still taking off.
If we fucking start like this, mate, just because you want to be difficult.
I'm actually not being difficult. It's just it would still work.
No, because the term is blast off. That's the term.
Could you go to space?
What? Would I become really, really, really small and walk into one of your ears? Well, if I wanted to see a whole heap of fucking space, that'd be the best way to do it.
That's a bit wrecked.
Wrecked. No, come on. You're okay, buddy. Would I go to space? Absolutely.
No, but those people who say, I'm not going on this spaceship to space, it's like they don't come back. It's like you're going a one way. You know how these people who like...
Yeah, like Buzz Aldrin and Neil Armstrong.
No, the ones where it's like, we're taking this trial spaceship to space.
No.
And it's like you pay hundreds of millions of dollars to go, but are you coming back?
See, that's... You're dead right, Lou.
Imagine having a family and going, I'm off to space. See you maybe, see you might not.
Imagine saying goodbye to your family, walking out and jumping in the car, mate.
Oh, well.
You know, car accidents happen. But like, I know, cardiac arrests happen.
Yeah, but it's
if you live your life.
You've made it very morbid.
No, I haven't.
It's different going to space.
You're talking about someone going, leaving his family and dying. What the fuck did I do that was different?
I just feel like you took it at an angle that I wasn't prepared for.
My point was...
Which is why we're so good at this, because it's off the cuff.
My point was, if you lived your life in that sort of fear, like nothing would ever... You'd never do anything. You'd be the bubble boy. You live in a big bubble.
I kind of do. It's called Ross Bay.
No, you used to. And it's called lard. Now listen up.
Yes.
Now you listen up here.
Yes.
We've decided to save it for the air.
Yes, well, I drove us here in Alfonso.
This fucked me off in the car.
It wasn't my driving. You were quite impressed with it.
I actually was pretty impressed with your driving, but it's come from a real low base of expectation.
The photographic memory I got us here, no maps. No Google Maps, nothing. I got us here the entire way. Thank you,
Don't
Dior.
Don't clap her, Dior.
Dior's clapping. That is clapper behaviour.
I've been driving her here for the last 2 years, twice a fucking week. Sometimes three times a week.
I don't watch the road. I entertain you.
You do not entertain
me. Let's get that
very clear. So she was like, it's crazy how I just like kind of know where to go. I'm like, yeah, we've been doing this nonstop for so long.
I disagree.
I would be... And also... let's not give you too many props because you'd she'd go like this. We'd be driving. She goes, so I'm just going to turn right here. And then like she'll call me. And I'd be like, and I'd just stay quiet. She'd go, right here, just right. I go, straight, buddy. I know, just testing you. Just testing you. Trying to subtly just didn't know where to go.
I got us here from my photographic memory.
Yeah.
There was one potential wrong.
There was a few. But I was pretty – your driving's all right.
Thanks.
You do drive a bit close to people sometimes, but I didn't want to give
you – which side, yours or mine? Like close on your side or my side?
No, like as in the cars in front of us.
Oh, I got a heavy foot on the pedal.
Yeah, you're like you're a bit close to a motorcycle. But I didn't want to stress you out. I was like, let's just see it.
Which also, I'm not used to it. Gianni, you'd sort of, you know, have to put your foot quite flat. Whereas Alfonso, being newer, he sort of just got like less of a heavy pedal.
Less of a grunt. I know what you mean. Though. Yeah. It's the look. I'll be honest with you. Same with mine.
Well, it's the
a delayed fucking acceleration and it pisses me off.
It's the V-dubs.
Apparently you can get some. My mate Fatty was telling me you get some for like $300. You just plug in and it like fixes the problem. So, but
is it that much of an issue for you?
Fuck it. But anyway, how do we come to this thing about Happy Days?
We were listening to a song.
Oh, no, someone goes, oh, I love the name. No, we weren't. Oh. Someone goes, love the name Alfonso. It's like Fonz. I go, oh, yeah, the Fonz. Happy Days. And you go, Happy Fate. And I go, what? You go, Happy Fate. What? And I go, not Happy Feet. Happy Days. The Fonz. You go, what's Happy Days? And I go, Delude, don't. Don't. What's fucking Happy Days?
Still don't know. Can I guess?
Yes.
Is it a song from a famous band?
Well, no.
Is it a TV show?
There we go.
Is it on Seinfeld?
The fuck?
Oh, is it its own TV show?
You on it. Somehow you outdo yourself. Is it on the
Happy Days? Is it old?
Yeah. The Fonz. Say someone who is like...
I'm thinking of MASH.
No, you're not.
You know the one, the army one?
Yeah, I do know. Everyone knows MASH. But you're not thinking of MASH because you just said, is it Seinfeld? Which makes no fucking sense.
Yeah.
Happy Days.
Well, I just saw the cover of MASH where it's like MASH and it's like four faces.
Yeah. But the fact that you've decided to go, like somehow you've gone through life without, like, the Fonz is sort of like a cultural icon.
Is it Australian?
No. It's American. Ron Howard, the now acclaimed director, starred in it. Ron Howard, fucking, what's Fonz's name in real life?
Henry Winkler.
It's like an old school, the Fonz was like, Fonz.
Could you get up a photo of it, Dior? Maybe I'll recognise from my photographic memory.
It's like, do you know the show Cheers?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, you don't.
Doesn't that cheese?
That was convincing.
Yeah, it wasn't, like, buddy. You know this? Yeah.
You know, like when you're in a combo and someone's like says something and you've got no idea what they say and you're like,
Dude, have I spun you that yarn about the Scottish?
Phone's on loud.
The Scottish guy, how I couldn't understand him. The doctor. Have I spun this yarn?
Feels familiar. Feels warm.
Okay.
If we were playing Twister, it feels like we're getting close.
To each other?
Yeah.
Happy days.
Okay, Dior's just brought it up on the screen for me.
You never seen this?
That Mr. Bean in the middle? Looks like him.
It actually does because it's blurred.
Guys, I'm going to be really honest with you here. Doesn't ring a bell.
And you've never seen the Fonz?
Hey, show me the Fonz.
The Fonz, the one with the black.
Yeah, this dude.
So he looks like Johnny Travolta. No, is that his name?
Well, look.
John Travolta.
Yeah, okay.
What's his name on Grease? Oh, hang on. No, Danny Travolta. No. Oh, fuck. Hang on. No, wait. What is it? No one tell me. Fuck. Why have I had a mind blank?
Oh, why? Fuck, Danny. Yeah, what for the fucking, the 70th one today?
What's his last name?
Danny Travolta.
Oh, so I was right.
I don't know, what's his name from Greece?
Like the actor or the character?
The character. Danny fucking...
Danny Zuko?
Zuko. Jackpot. Yeah, nah. Well, I'll do my research and I'll watch an Happy Days episode and report back to you guys.
No, you won't. We all know you won't do that.
But I will if you want me to.
It just blew my mind that you had never been exposed to any of that, any Happy Days stuff.
Mate, it looks like it's from the 70s.
Yeah, but it had such an impact.
I was born in the 90s. I was born in the 80s.
I mean, culturally, the impact, you know what I mean?
Yeah, they're in that Weezer music video. I know you're a big Weezer girl.
I'm just a teenage dirtbag.
That's Wheatus. It's unreal.
This is a fucking shit show.
Just for a clip, we just please just cut together everything she's got wrong so far? In the first, how long were we, fucking 5 minutes? Dude, we need a little compilation.
You can see, I misheard Dior.
No, you
Weezer's
didn't.
Weezer and Weezer, very
similar. I can see how
similar.
You got confused there.
Of course. Yeah. It's easy to get confused, but I mean, it's just been one after another.
Ask me something I do know to redeem myself.
Well, fuck, I don't know if there's much we get. One plus one. Actually, math's not a strong point. What's Balayage?
Great question, Jarge. It's a type of hair colour, so you often got darker on the top, and then it fades into a lighter colour, often sunny golden tones for the summer.
Okay.
For the summertime is when most people would do it.
Now it feels like we're sitting with a genius.
Thanks.
That's a pleasure.
Thanks so much.
Now, I do want to go back. I don't know if I've spun the yarn before about the Scottish
doctor.
Feeling crook. Used to get these bad heart pains. Anyway, I was getting real bad. I was over in Scotland.
Was it heartbreak?
I've got an issue with my heart, so we shouldn't probably joke about that. Drop it any second sort of stuff. So.
Okay.
Could die on this podcast.
Well, it's the same as when you mock me about my brain. So
correct.
You do what should we?
Correct. We're a couple of real catchers. Anyway, fucked up heart. Bloody gets real bad over there. I was on exchange over there at this school. Anyway, the heart's like, every time I would breathe in, it felt like someone was putting a knife through my heart. Like it was like fucked.
You wouldn't know what a knife feels like, but it's what you'd imagine.
Yeah, thanks. Thank you for the input. What a tremendous input. It's actually true. You know what? Like, I'm with you.
It's like being like, oh, this is so painful. It feels like I've been shot. Well, you don't know what it feels like to be shot.
That's true. Yeah, okay.
Doth continue.
Getting real bad. I go, she goes, we've got to take him to the bloody nurse. I go, you beauty, thanks, that'd be good. They take me to the nurse. The nurse is a 6'5", 140 kilo Scottish man. Not what I was expecting for a school nurse. Call me a sexist pig. Not what I expected.
Sexist pig.
Just not what I expected. Get in there. Anyway, he has the most thick Scottish fucking accent of all time. I'm getting there and he's like, it's sort of getting a bit better. And he's like, we just got to fill out the chart and whatever. He's like, Nim. I'm like, Jack Archdell. He's like, Diabath. And I was like, sorry? And he goes, Diabath. And I'm like, mate, I'm so sorry. I can't understand. And he's like, Diabath. And I'm like, mate, I'm so sorry, mate. I cannot understand what you're saying. He's like, Diabath. And I go, yep. And he goes, no. Turns the form around. He's like, Diabath.
So he's going, Diabath.
Diabath. And he wanted my date of birth. And just imagine if I go to you, ask me what my date of birth is.
What's your date of birth?
Yeah. Just so fucking out
but
there.
It gets too awkward, like, if you have to ask too many times.
Dude.
Like, I feel like my hearing's getting bad, and I'll go, what? And then someone will say it again, and I could probably go, what?
Well,
again?
You should never say what. You should always say pardon.
Okay, I say pardon.
Monsieur.
Pardon, mademoiselle. Pardon, je m'appelle. Pardon, Bert. And then I feel like the third time you can't say it. You've just got to go, oh, yeah, okay.
But it depends on who you're with. You're with your good mates. You can go, can't speak fucking clearly. What are you saying?
If I did it to you three times, you'd get so annoyed.
With what?
If I couldn't hear something and had to ask you three times.
Yeah, but I would say, oi, fucking, oi, listen.
But
that's
what
I'd
do. Be listening. It's just I couldn't hear properly. So, you know?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool shoes.
Thanks. Let's talk about the top you're wearing.
Oi, actually, this top is fucking legit, dude.
Jarch is wearing a top that says how to pick up chicks. And it's stick figures picking up like actual like little baby chickens, like chicks. Now,
this is the response that I wanted. Because the two blokes in here, Tubbs and Dior, were like, it's good stuff.
Yeah.
Because it's so not funny that it's funny.
Yeah, well, and I told
you. And you were just like, this is criminal. Do not wear
it
that.
It is criminal. You were wearing it to the stadium yesterday. And then I told Jarch in the car that I used to have a t-shirt when I was like 13 or something, which I don't know why the fuck I had it, from the shop in New Zealand called JJ's. And it was a man and he had three legs. So, you know.
Yeah.
Yes, you understand?
We understand
okay.
it.
Okay. And the word was, the wording was gifted.
I'm going to sue them. For using my likeness without my permission. That's fucking bullshit. No, honestly, Lou.
You've been waiting to say it since I told you that story in the car.
Nah, I'm just like this. Quick. In the sack. It's honestly hilarious that you... That shirt was not designed for you.
I know. I don't know why I wore... I think I wore it out one day as well.
Gifted.
I don't know why...
Hey, boys, yeah, I got a huge cock.
Hey, everyone, check out my massive schlong. You can see it on my t-shirt.
Where'd JJ's go? That used to be a fucking ripper.
Well, they probably went under, Jarch.
It was a ripper, JJ's.
It you was know, when you were young.
A teenager.
Yes.
Yeah. Correct.
Dothith young, but now.
JJ's. Let's have a look here.
Dior's just doing a quick Google. Oh, it's still bloody open.
They've rebranded.
Would you look at that?
They've definitely rebranded.
Still called JJ's. It's part of the Just Group. There's 172 stores in Australia.
Jesus.
What the fuck?
JJ's still kicking like a mule.
It looks like from that map that there's one in...
There's fucking one
move
in fucking...
Move down to your Penrith? No. Homebush.
Yeah.
Carrabamatta. Carrabamatta?
Yeah, Carrabamatta.
Yeah, Carrabamatta.
Burwood? Burr. It's cold in the wood. Should we talk about the hot laps? Last time we were here, we hadn't spoken about the hot laps because we hadn't done the hot laps yet.
I cannot. So shout out to fucking Amazon
Prime Video,
Prime Video, and Lab Bible.
It was the funnest day ever.
So we had two really great days with them. One where we did a recreation of Jack Reacher. We did all this stunt with all the stunt people. And then bloody the hot laps. Now, Lou had prefaced, honestly, since they had pitched this to us, I don't know how many fucking times I had to hear her say, no, Judge, it's like I'm not being like just like a girl about this. Like I'm not just being like, oh, like I'm scared. Like I'm actually terrified. You said that 350 million.
Well, I had to make sure because otherwise people think it's one of those things where it's
we
just
got
like,
it.
Yeah, haha, like yeah, but she'll it, be sweet. Well,
kind of, but it kind of wasn't you. Kind of were sweet, weren't you?
Well, he was going. He didn't go any slower for me.
Yes, he did.
No, he didn't. He told me he didn't.
Of course, he told you that.
Judge, he said he would have gone 10 to 15 k's slower than you.
Lou, you scared the crew and him so much that he was like. Because we were discussing what to do with you.
It was so fucking fast. Don't you sit there in Dothith chair
it was
and
fast.
Tell me that it wasn't fast. Because I didn't open my eyes 1 second and I screamed.
So how the fuck would you know?
Because I can feel.
Yeah, nice, man. You're an empath.
Unlike you,
you're an empath.
You unempathetic fuck.
I'm actually an empath.
I could feel how fast it was. I didn't open my eyes once. He'd be going around the corners and there was this tiny little handle. Like it was barely even a handle. There was nothing to hold on to. So I just had my hand like this going. Aah!
Dude, it was so fucking funny. We were watching the GoPro footage poster and Lou has like this little crab claw holding onto this non-handle on the door. This crab claw. And she's just. Because basically the thing was we had to read each other questions while under pressure. So Lou would read me questions while we were in the fucking car and this bloke was drilling it, Harry. He was drilling it.
It was so fast.
So we got up to, I think, 160, 170.
Yeah.
We're out at bloody...
But not just round a circle race course.
No, no.
It was like a windy, windy like race track.
It was quite a short race track out at, where was it called? Luddenham or some shit.
Luddenham
race course.
Yeah.
And so, you know, when you're going, like, because I thought, fuck, we must have been going 250 kilometres an hour.
Because it's so windy.
Because it's so windy. You're going around these corners at like 1:40 and it was in a Lotus. It had some grunt. And fucking, so we had to ask each other questions. We were mic'd up asking questions. So like about the Amazon Prime shows. What does fucking Jack Reacher bloody do? Whatever, blah, blah, blah. And it's fucking, it's a pretty wild old experience.
The whole thing was a blur.
And the funniest thing was,
couldn't even
I'm trying to ask, like I was, I love that sort of shit. So I was actually having the time of my life. Lou was the opposite. So I'd be asking her questions and I could not stop laughing because I could hear the, all I could hear was the most high-pitched scream, this squeal coming from, it just didn't stop. And then he'd like slow down a little bit and you're like, wait, ask me now. And I'd be like, what does Jack Reacher eat in the diner at the end of series one? And you're like, Peach Pie! Scream. Like,
he said that afterwards, he said that he'd sort of noticed that I'd stopped squealing for a bit because it, so it'd slow down and then he'd notice that I'd stop squealing, so then he'd be like,
"Oh, yeah!" So he'd drill it. He'd drill it.
Oh, I just because you're strapped in so tight, like you fully, like you can't even like move. It's not like you're going like that.
Nah.
But there was nothing to hold on to, so just this little claw. And I think I had my hand like up by my chest with this little claw trying to hold on.
Oh yeah, mate, it was fucking hilarious. I cannot wait for the footage for both of them.
Mm.
Like that, but especially the car one.
I'm so excited to see it. And it was always going to be one of those things. The exact same as when I did the flip and the wires and went in the car. I hopped out afterwards, and I was like, "Fuck, that was fun."
And I was fuming. Because I'm not even joking. I'm not even joking, Bedwetters. She put the crew through that much turmoil.
I did not. Don't even put me
you
in that
did not
category.
Shut the fuck up the whole
shut
time.
Shut up. I was so fine.
We were laughing
and having a good time. I was not.
Miss me with that shit.
I was not being dramatic. Okay,
Lou, you went off somewhere and then came back and you were like, I was like, I went to get
my helmet because safety first, chieftain.
And I was like, she's not going to do it. Dude,
of course I was going to do it.
Dude, it's okay.
No, because you're painting me like a sassy little cunt.
No, you weren't sassy. You were a little bitch. You were a pussy.
That's
you weren't sassy.
Very
you
rude.
Were a pussy.
How would you feel if I put you in a bath of paper forks? Hey, wooden forks champion.
Yeah, I'd hate it.
Yeah, who'd be a little bitch then?
I'd hate it so much. But
you
guess what I'd do? I'd nut up and I'd get through it.
And what did LDD do? You want to tell the Bedwetters what I did?
Yeah, you did what you had to do.
I nutted up and did it.
Yeah, shock,
so
horror.
So shut you know that chinless face of yours.
Don't get personal. You know what I wouldn't do? I wouldn't squeal about it for 3 hours prior saying the same thing.
Excuse me.
Let me finish one point, Louisa. Saying the exact same thing to the whole crew, being like, no, guys, like, I'm actually, no, it's not like, but I'm, and we're like, we know, Lou, you're going to be fine. No, but you don't get it. I'm actually terrified. I'm like, yep, Lou, we know, you're all good. No, but guys, can you not go fast? Like, seriously, mate, don't go fast. And I'm like, Lou.
I reckon I said it to him 4 times. You're hamming it up for the pod.
You're hamming it down for your own personal feelings.
He's hamming it up, guys. And not Christmas ham.
Let me tell you. But I was very proud of you. But you're also a pussy. Can't you just admit how much of a
I'm
pussy you were?
I'm not listening to a dothith word coming out of your mouth after you've been so cruel to me.
How was I cruel?
You called me a pussy and a little bitch.
You were.
I was not. I did it.
Correct, but leading up, you were a fucking pussy.
People are allowed to be scared and have feelings, you unempathetic pig.
Correct, dude. But you're also allowed to admit that. If I was being a little bitch, I would admit it.
Did you not hear me before the argument? I said it was what happened as I did. I was sad before both things, scared, and then I did it. We're not doing another 16-minute argument.
You said, you might have said it 4 times.
Louisa,
you said it 4 times within the first 3 minutes. We were...
We're not arguing for another 16 minutes. We'll get a few DMs saying mummy and daddy were fighting for 16 minutes of the podcast. Take a moment to breathe.
Fucking whinging pussy, fucking bitch.
Oh, I was just about to say, I'm so sorry for raising my voice at
I'm
you.
I'm so sorry for raising my voice at you.
You can't take my apology.
I'm very sorry for the way that I treated you just then. I'm sorry that I spoke the truth, but in a harsh tone and manner.
I'm sorry for telling you to shut your chinless face.
Yeah, you got personal. I was trying to be more factual. You then started attacking me personally.
I'm so sorry.
You also attacked my biceps outside before this.
I did say they were looking very small.
You said I had little bitch biceps. I'm so sorry. You've been coming at me.
So sorry.
So maybe my response was retaliatory. Maybe I've held on to that. Mm-hmm. This is a therapy session.
You're a grudge holder.
I'm a Grolder. Mm-hmm. I'm a Dave Grolder. So
it's very good.
Thank you. I lift weights. But obviously not enough.
Not enough.
To be impressive.
Yeah.
At least I know how to pick up chicks.
You don't. I don't. You going to do some Lulu Go Surfing?
What's that, Dale White?
I just got up to your
calming photos on Google.
Thought it might help de-escalate the situation.
This is genius. I literally just looked up. I was like, "Why the fuck are there rock formations on Google Images?"
You are a very clever little prince.
You're a clever little senorita, aren't you? Aren't you
very clever?
You're a very angry little senorita this morning, aren't you?
Mm-hmm. Aren't we?
Okay.
Aren't we?
Silence. Doth it silence in the newsroom. Lulu goes surfing on Google Chrome.
On Google Chrome.
Dramatic video shows woman running onto the tarmac to catch her flight in Australia.
Sorry?
Have you seen?
Are you fucking fair income?
A woman in Canberra.
No, she didn't.
Ran onto the tarmac, make her way past security before running out towards the Qantas flight due to depart for Adelaide.
How'd she get out there?
I don't know, but dedication to the flight.
What a fucking dickhead.
She was charged with two counts of damaging property, one count of entering a security zone without permission, and one count of possessing a small quantity of cannabis.
Okie doke. All right.
I mean, good on her for really trying to get that flight.
It's dedication. But I mean, what a fuckhead, because she'd ruin it. See, that's the sort of fuckhead.
She got hit.
What?
She got hit. If the plane had taken off and she got hit on the tarmac.
That'd be natural selection at its finest.
No.
Yes, it would be. That would be natural selection.
Well, it says, due to the woman's inconsiderate act, all flights ended up being delayed for 10 minutes.
See what I mean?
Not 10 minutes.
10 minutes.
The operations returned to normal afterwards.
That was more my thought. Her selfishness. She's happy to fuck up everyone else because apparently she needs to get from where was she going?
Canberra to Adelaide.
So what is so pressing in Adelaide?
I don't know, but I would love to know.
Well, she wanted to go church looking at ing.
What?
So a lot of nice churches in Adelaide apparently it's a beautiful
maybe
place.
A winery.
There are wineries down there.
Apparently it's beautiful.
Never been to Adelaide. Hearing a lot of good things.
They want to actually fly me there in the next 4 to 6 weeks if you'd like to come.
For what?
A brand.
Really?
Yeah.
Get branded?
No, but...
Oh.
Perhaps that's something...
More like Radelaide, am I? So, yeah, no, that fucks me off. She's annoyed me now.
It's crazy.
Yep.
That was like, did you see, and this might have been like a couple of years ago now, but I remember this news story where an old woman was like boarding a flight and I don't think she had flown much in her life. And as some sort of good luck charm, she chucked a bunch of coins into one of the like wing engines before she got on the flight.
Sorry?
She's like, it's good luck for me to chuck coins into the engine of the plane.
Fuck, some people, mate, are just dickheads.
That would cause a plane to go down.
Well, probably fucking throw a metal all through its engine. That is hilarious.
Yeah, the plane was delayed for more than 5 hours after she attempted to throw a handful of coins into its engine good luck.
Imagine if no one saw it and it just took off.
Oh, man.
Well, it's like birds get stuck in the...
Isn't that a wig out motors? That like a bird can fuck a whole engine?
And just go...
See, that wigs me out.
That is a bit scary because that could happen quite easily.
That's what I think.
Taking off and there's a bloody...
Fucking
albatross
flock of seagulls or bloody skunk. You say skunk, buddy?
Albatross. Oh, albatross.
Okay. All right. We're okay. Everything's fine.
What?
Well, keep going.
Or an eagle.
Damn, good girl. She knows
or a
couple of
things. Fantail. Not the edible kind. The lollies, Dior. The fantail lollies.
Yeah, I'm aware of what fantails are. Yeah.
Jesus Christ, woman. We all get. We understand.
It looked like Dior was confused.
No. I didn't know fantail was a bird. Is that a bird?
Well, in New Zealand, it is. It is.
Is that like
a small, it's a small tiny one with a little tuft.
I'm assuming it's got like a tail that looks kind of like a fan. A fan. Just like the wedge-tailed eagle.
Yes. It doth does.
Dotheth?
You're very clever, aren't you?
Correct.
Next one. Motorcyclist taken to... Ow, don't kick me. Motorcyclist taken... Motorcyclist taken to hospital after tarantula crossing the road causes collision in California.
What?
He actively avoided the tarantula. Slammed on the brakes to... How would you even see...
A tarantula?
Yeah.
Well, they're pretty big. And I mean, if it was an empty road...
Braked abruptly to avoid killing the spider after seeing it crossing State Route 190 in the Death Valley National Park on Saturday.
I'll give you the hot tip. I am not risking my life for a fucking tarantula.
No, like a wombat, yes.
Well, because you don't want to hit a wombat though, but you go straight over tarantula. You know what I mean?
I don't think my eyesight's good enough to notice a little creepy crawly.
They're pretty big. But you would notice it. Like, it just depends where it is, what time of day it is, you know what I mean, what colour it is, where it was on the road. It's
just wild that they would break and fully...
So he fucked himself up.
Yeah, they had to go to hospital.
Jesus Christ.
It feels like you should have just kept going.
You just... I'm not stopping.
Are they like native?
I'm not stopping for insects, put it that way.
You're not stopping if you see an ant. Yeah. You can't see it from a car. Next one.
Yeah.
Restaurant charges extra £40 to adults unable to parent their children.
Jesus Christ.
Imagine, so you got eight-year-old Lou running around, and how do you monitor that?
That's what I mean.
That's an annoying little fucker. Your bill's got an extra £40.
You couldn't, surely you can't fucking like...
It's called adult surcharge.
But surely that's subjective. Like, I get it. If there are fucking little kids running around fucking being annoying, like, oh, parent your fucking children. But then again, what if the restaurant owner is in a bad mood and the little kid's just like, I love you, Mum. And he's like, fuck it. Fuck that kid. £40.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And also, let kids be kids. You'd prefer them
to an extent.
No. You'd prefer them to be running around having fun outside and up trees and things rather than on their... iPads the whole time.
Completely agree. In the restaurant though,
yes, like miss true. Me with it. And also, you and I, we've said this before. We always say, you know, oh, just go outside and play on a, you know, play on a tree or throw the ball around. As soon as we have our own children separately, obviously.
What the fuck is going on here?
We would probably just pass them an iPad at the dinner table.
If it's
the
really
biggest hypocrite.
It's really fucking me off. It's iPad time.
Yeah. If you're going to keep yelling and screaming, here's your iPad, champion.
I'll get the kid like those Google glasses where you just put it on its face and just sit like this. Just with content screaming into its eyeballs.
Like the VR we went to.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd get a VR headset. I'd let it live a completely different life.
Yeah.
In VR. And I wouldn't take its VR headset off until it was 20. So it's never seen the real
world. No, that feels...
Okay.
Very wrong.
Yeah, okay.
Very wrong.
Right.
I would backtrack on that one. If I was you, Jack Edward Archdale.
And Louisa Claire, I don't know, Will.
Thank you. In Mexico, modern art is for dogs too, as exhibition opens. So there's now an exhibition where you can visit the art pieces with your human and your furry friend.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
I know, so I could take... Look, there's Toby. There's Toby looking at the artwork.
Oh, that's fun. But a lot of modern art is fucking shit.
We're not going down this path again. You've done your theory on how art is shit.
But fuck, I've seen a lot of it lately and it's pissing me off.
When have you gone to a bloody art museum?
No.
I was like, hang on, champion, let's backtrack. When the fuck are you going to look at some artwork?
So cute.
Well, you're not very cultured.
Instagram.
Oh, right, okay, that is very...
I'm seeing cute. This shit on Instagram. I'm not going to fucking art museums.
Yeah.
But I do love art museums, but like Renaissance art, shit like that. Old art, you know what I mean? Yeah. I studied art at school. I like art. But good
Interesting
art.
Interesting from a dipshit, but...
Sorry?
Carry on. Sorry?
G'day, pot, kettle. It's so fucking nice to meet you. Just a couple of dipshits.
It was a slip of the tongue. Sorry.
Bloody fucking... What was I saying? Yeah, what did I see the other day?
Yes, tell us more about your favourite piece
of art. There was like an old man like sitting on a bucket and it was an installation piece And it was like,
actually, I feel like I did see that on Instagram. He's like shitting in it or something.
It's something.
Yeah, and it was
like,
very
and people itch. Are like, they're all standing around him like going, oh, this guy is a genius. And I'm like, he is a fucking mentalist. That is insanity. How is this art?
It probably sold for like 200 million.
He's just living in someone's mansion, sitting on a, shitting in a bucket
yeah.
forever.
Doth, oh, actually, that was meant to be the last one, but
yeah, okay.
someone just sent me a message of which I haven't read. So this
Jill or Franco.
It wasn't Jill or Franco. Oh, someone sent me a TikTok of yeah. another news article. So we're going to watch it. Well, I'm going to have a look at it.
Okay.
Claude the koala who gained international headlines over his eating habits is back. You know that cute little fucker who was stealing things from the Adelaide nursery?
Was he?
Of gardens. Remember I showed you him? And he was stealing?
No, well,
it looks like he's
he
back again, the little thief. He's now doing it at night time.
Oh, he's a little burglar.
He's been stealing again.
The koala burglar.
Yeah.
So he's got a bit of grunt to him, this koala.
He's so cute.
Because they're lazy little fucks, aren't
well,
they?
Not all of them.
Pretty.
Not my Kevin. He's very
he's
dedicated.
He's a goer, is he? Go hard, Kevin. Judge,
he's very dedicated to life.
Yeah. Didn't know he didn't name you Life. That's good stuff. I'm happy with it. No, I'm cool with it. I'm happy with it.
Last night, I've actually put on my Instagram story, I must have thrown him onto my bed and he just like, his arms were just like, he's just like flying.
With it.
Like flailing, like just like, he was just like flopped like, he was just like flopped like this, like as if he was like so hungover or like stoned.
You do like taxes and shit, you know that.
I'm
like
allowed
you work
to
and
laugh
stuff.
At
I know, I know.
A stuffed toy being
oh, correct.
Stoned.
Yeah. Nearly 30.
Like he literally looked like.
Yeah, crazy, crazy kid.
How long we been going for, Dior? It feels doth of time to end.
About yeah. 35 minutes.
Because that story was a dis-snore. I'm happy with it.
That story was a...
Okay.
Nah, fuck it. I'm not doing it today. Give me some characters.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You want some characters?
Yeah, and then we'll hit the hotline.
Hey, folks. I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues. Your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Well, it'll be called the cold line if you're involved.
Well, it's not your best.
But you're okay with
Before
it?
Before we do the characters,
no.
Can we just talk about how I brutally attacked a woman in the sauna yesterday? Oh, yeah. Fuck me dead.
Charge and I went to SFS and in the sauna and Jess, who's a Sydney Roosters.
She plays. Yeah.
Sydney Roosters player, also plays for.
NRL W player, so plays for the Chooks, plays in State of Origin,
yeah,
plays
yeah.
in Australia.
Yeah.
Right? She's an absolute fucking rooster.
And she's a legend as well.
Sick, huh?
She's so funny.
Yeah, she is.
So we were standing in there and she's telling us how she's got to get surgery
on her foot.
On her foot. And so I was looking and I was like, oh, you got to get. you know, your toe cut off. And we're talking about that or whatever. And then she starts showing Jart. She's got a...
We're going through our war wounds.
Yes.
Because she's talked about... She's like, I had surgery in my hand. I got a plate in my hand. I'm like, oh, this one doesn't straighten. I've got seven pins. And we're sort of going...
And then piped in about how I cut my finger with...
I've gone like, I've got two pins here. I got two in there. I'm like, I've got seven in here. And I've fucking chopped off this finger. I'm like, we're just going through our war wounds. And Lou goes, yeah, the other day I actually cut my knife opening a tequila bottle and I had to go to hospital. We go, yeah, yeah. How'd that turn out?
Anyway, back to the big guns.
Yeah, we sort of just looked at Lou and we're like, yeah, so sorry about her. It was like the little, like, annoying kid that pipes in with shit. We're like, just maybe, darling, or like your child.
Yeah,
we're like, maybe, darling, nearly maybe done. You go and play in the corner. There's little toys in the corner.
Nearly
isn't
done
there?
Now.
We're done here. Five more minutes, darling, then we'll get you home.
But then
snappers.
You
so she's talking. Right, she's back. Talking about the plate and stuff in her hand. I go, yeah, true. So I grab her hand to feel the plate, and she goes, oh! And I go, what the fuck? And she'd only had it done like 4 or 5 weeks ago, so it was still. And I'd squeeze the fucking.
She nearly punched Jart in
honestly,
the face.
She goes, dude, I nearly fucking whacked you in the fucking face. And I'm like, I actually still feel sick about it.
It was amazing. You were actually fully wigging. She like popped her head out after we left the sauna and was like, make sure he doesn't like wig. It's so fun.
I couldn't help it wig.
It was so funny.
Because it was, she was like so shocked. But I'm like, oh, I'm so sorry. So sorry. But I just assumed it was. That's why you never assume, man. 2023, don't assume, bro.
You can take one thing away from this podcast, never assume.
Yeah, and maybe don't brutally attack women
in saunas.
Don't
touch people in the sauna.
Yeah, yeah.
That's probably
you know what? That's
one.
The number one rule.
Just stop touching.
Let's not touch people in the sauna.
Let's not.
When you're in a sauna, refrain from touching others.
Please, doth it leave hands.
That's my number one rule now. Makes the saunas a lot less fun, but no touching in saunas.
Charge. Damn. All right, give it to me.
Well, easy. This is a podcast. This is a highbrow podcast, Louisa.
Dareth you.
It's disgusting. All right, do a character's jingle.
Give me a C-H-A-R-A-C-T-E-R impressions. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I knew it was a very brave one.
I know. As soon as I started that, I thought, shit. This could go south very quick.
Very brave. Okay.
Perfect. Okay. This will get us a breakfast radio show with that.
Yeah, correct. Okay, you ready, sister?
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. You're a lady who won't stop annoying the builder because she thinks she knows more than him.
Ooh, I feel this in my bones. Jim, come down here for a moment, please. Look, now I know that you've been doing the hammering over there in the corner and you're putting in the new bath for me. Now, look, could I just suggest a quick 180 turn of the bath? I think it would just sit better there. And look, I think you've got to work harder, not faster. It just feels your momentum is slipping away, Jim.
Not a saying. Smarter, not harder.
It felt very Karen.
It
wasn't bad.
You know those annoying fucks? Like I had a mate who was building and he's like, I just had this cocksucker that just ghosted me. He was just with me all the time.
Oh,
just
yeah.
Watching him. And he goes, do you think you should be doing that? And he's like, hey, dickhead.
It's my job.
You're in finance. You live in the eastern suburbs. I'm a builder. I've probably got more of an idea of what's going on here than what you fucking do.
It's like you on the other microphone to me.
Right, what do you mean?
Well, you know, you're just constantly there. I'm so sorry, I didn't mean it.
That's fine.
Sorry, I didn't mean to be so mean.
It's fine, I'll just go and fuck myself. Now, I want you to do two of these.
Okay.
You're a rugby league player, and you're giving the speech post-game. One for a win, one for a loss. What are you doing first?
The win.
Okay.
Yeah, it was just like, I don't know, the boys and I just kind of like came together and it was sort of like, fuck, oh shit, sorry, can't swear.
Oh shit, sorry.
Oh yeah, and it was just like, you know, like I passed it to the left and then it was just sort of like all like a blur, but it like, I don't know, we'd been like prepping pretty well, so it was like, it just I don't know. I feel like we sort of just like came together as like one, and it was just like a yeah. It was honestly like incredible to be completely honest. Thanks, mate. You too. Have a good day. Cheers.
Now do the loss.
Just yeah. It's heartbreaking for us, Bruce. I thought that the lads and I would probably get this one. The boys and I have boys and I have been flat out this week, and we, you know, they're a good team though. It's always hard to beat the Roosters. You know, they're champs. So it's what it is. But you know, next week's another week, and yeah, just happy to be out here. You know, playing and supporting the game. Yeah, thanks, mate. Thanks.
Hands on the hips. To your point, if you guys look at her hands, I saw your hands on your hips. As a fuck, that made me laugh. That was good. They were good. I like them.
Thank you.
All right.
It's because I like my athletes and shit.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. You're a Jamaican tourist. I can't wait for this one. You're a Jamaican tourist that's just been bitten by a deadly snake. In Australia, sorry. You're Australia tourist, you're touring. You're Jamaican and you've just been whacked by a fucking Eastern Brown.
Oh, shit, man. Get out. There's a snake about to bite me, man.
You've been bit by it.
Oh, shit. Oh, fuck, man. That's fucking sore.
Is he Jamaican or Irish?
He comes from both heritages.
No, he doesn't. He's solo Jamaican. You've just been bitten by a snake. Proceed.
Ah, man, that fucking hurts.
It's got more Irish. Somehow it's become more Irish. All right, you need to get to the hospital. You're calling emergency services.
911.
It's Australia.
111.
Oh.
000.
There we go. Jeez, I've
never had to call the finance. I mean, the ambulance. Okay. What the fuck?
Oh, shit.
Sorry, my brain's just on finance, bros.
Yeah, correct. I've never had to call the go. Yep. Call
next one.
No, call 000.
000. Oh, fuck it. Next one, Judge. I'm rusty.
That was a tough listen.
It's been a while. Would have been a solid 8 ep since we had some Kezzers.
Oh, that's a tough listen.
It's short for characters.
That's good. You've just filed for divorce. And it's your first night out on the town with the girls. You attempt to accept your status as a cougar and pick up a younger man.
Okay.
Let's see what game you got. Mama. Your mama, by the way.
Hi, boys.
You even gave me a little shoulder shake before you said hi, boys. Yeah. That was fucked. All right, I want to see how this plays out. Hold on, you went like this. Hi, boys. All right. Shh, shh, shh. Okay. Yeah, get your sassy cougar one.
Hi, boys. What are we drinking? Okay, rum and cokes. Not much of a rum and coke woman myself, but how about a round of Belvedere vodka shots on me? Yeah, you like that? Let's get into it.
Oh, you like that? Yeah.
I felt very uncomfortable.
Yeah? You like that? Let's get into it. Oh, that was like a formal like sexual seminar. Yeah? You like that? Well, let's get into it. You got a little clicker and a PowerPoint? Oh, shit. Okay.
Get on the hotline.
Let's see what we got here. Let's go this one.
Hello, senoritas. I love you guys so much. I'm currently at home, like, cleaning my house, listening to the potty, of course. And Lulu, I have the phone up to my ear, off speakerphone, and this will be under 4 to 5 seconds, hopefully.
It does sound good.
But yeah, I love you guys. Have the birthday. And if you want to give me a call, please, because I actually will cry. I might be the first bedwetter that you call that will, like, bawl her eyes out. Yeah. Okay. Love you. Bye.
God, I can't not.
You just
her.
Looked at me like.
Well, I can't not call.
What? Well, who's pranking today?
Me.
What are you gonna do?
What should I do? Should I do something where it's like
do the birthday? Do you've got a birthday cake delivery?
Well.
Doesn't matter if it's not her birthday. She could be a mix-up.
This is the only thing. She called 4 minutes ago.
Oh, no. We can't be doing that. She'll know. Save it to the end.
Save it to the end. Okay. Yeah, smart.
Also, someone isn't on their prep.
Yeah, I have. Oh, sorry. I started the wrong one.
Whoever that was, they were calling from a sub-ma-fucking ring.
Great positioning of the word fucking. Really powerful stuff there, bud. That was a perler.
Thank you.
A sub-ma-fucking ring. That fucking hit me right where it needed to.
I'm very clever, aren't I?
You're very clever. Aren't you? Okay, let's see what this fucker has.
Hey, fellas. I've got a pretty sad story to tell you, actually. If you don't want to have a little cry on the podcast, probably don't put this on. But so on the weekend, I found out. So my dad's where to start is you.
Yeah. Mate, look.
That was so good.
Oh, no. It's fucking devastating.
I'm so sorry.
Mate, I'm sorry to hear. It's just, we get it, mate. Like,
we send our condolences.
Yeah, because just with, thank you for the detail. And
it was very detailed. That was very raw.
Also, thanks for opening up to us.
We appreciate it.
Appreciate it, mum. Hey, props out to you, brosco.
Hey, doth prop.
Doth prop it up, bitch. And like, let's find out. We'll send you out of that thing. We'll make sure that you, me and Lou, and Dior, if you want anything. Okay, next caller.
Hey, it was Tad here. Got a quick question for you. I was just going on TikTok. Video of Louisa Claire then Big Dog LDD came up.
Oh, shit.
And she's drinking shock horror. But in the background, one Bowden Barrett is there. I'm wondering how Louisa knows Bowden Barrett. Anyways, hooroo, keep pissing.
Have I told you this?
Do you want to explain yourself?
Should I dotheth go forth with
story? Is this going to bode well for you?
Yes.
Okay.
So I had one of my best friend Arabella's 30th in the weekend.
Yep.
And our other friend Hannah is married to Bowden Barrett.
Okay.
So he was at the 30th.
Yep.
I'm trying to do a beautiful, heartfelt speech. And back in New Zealand, Jarch, my nickname was Shoey.
Yep.
Because
Shoey Louie.
Shoey Louie. I dotheth love to drink from shoes.
Doth
correct. My party trick.
Doth correct.
So I'm trying to do this heartfelt speech being like, Arabella, like we've been, you know, like best friends since, you know, 18, and there's about 40 people standing around. Everyone's just going, shoo-wee, shoo-wee, shoo-wee. I'm like, oh, for fuck's sake. The guy next to me takes his Louis Vuitton sneaker off.
Okay.
And I pour a Pals into it and down the hatch. And then the camera pans and Bodie's just like clapping, just clapping in the crowd.
What would a Louis Vuitton sneaker set you back?
1.5K.
No, it wouldn't.
I reckon. It wasn't my sneaker.
I understand that, but you still do rock Gucci sneakers and shit. $1,500.
You wear them a lot.
Nah.
Lou's unders.
Sorry, I can't justify that.
Oh, I'm under. They're more expensive.
No, is she unders?
They might be 1.8.
What other deal?
Come up. Oh, it's, yeah, like 1.9, 1.8.
There you go.
Oh, be fucked. That is
well, it was really beautiful taste for the shoey.
Yeah. Oh, my days. Yeah, 1,990.
They look like sketches.
Bro, that blows my
fuck. Some people just laugh.
$2,200.
Yeah. It was similar to that white one.
You know, that's fucked. That's what I mean. Like, that's where fashion is genius because you can market to fucking idiots everywhere.
Oh, excuse me. You coming can. From the man wearing a t-shirt that says, how to pick up chicks.
Yeah, and guess what? This would have been, what, $12? And it's one of the coolest shirts of all time?
Is it?
Well, three out of four of us think it is.
I feel like that's a bit rigged.
It may be, because we aren't exactly fashion forward. Uh-huh. But I mean, that $2,200 sneaker looks no different than a Nike sneaker.
Yeah. You know that video, like I didn't post it or anything. My friend Kate, who's got like 40 followers, posted it. And now it's got like 200,000 views.
Perfect. Shoo-wee. Shoo-wee.
Literally me trying to use a heartphone. Shoo-wee. And I was like, oh, fuck it.
Fuck it.
Fuck the speech, y'all.
Hey, language. Okay. So no, it's fine. It's just, it's very, so no, it's hyper-aggressive.
Yeah, I'm so, so sorry.
Now, let's see what we got here.
Nah. Listen up, senoritas. I'm just sitting in the car park about to go and pick up my Guzmans.
Love Guzmans.
But I just want to say I fucking love the fucking breakfast radio joke. I don't know what it is. I just never expect it. And then when I hear it, I fucking cack it. It is the best. Anyway, thanks for being sick, cunts. Bubboomph.
Bubboomph.
I'm not quite sure what he's referencing.
The breakfast, what is that joke?
I don't know.
Does he think it's funny that I used to work there?
What, in what?
Breakfast radio.
You worked in
Breakfast radio.
So you're telling me when people would break their fast from sleeping overnight, you would work on some sort of a platform that produces audio, like a sonically...
Radio waves. That's what I did, Jake. Yeah,
you would work in that.
Yes, Jake.
Laura, that is news to me. So congrats. How long for?
Oh, look, ever since I left university, I was always in breakfast radio.
Right.
So I would say that would be close to 12 years now.
12?
12 years.
12 years. Yeah. I bet you could buy yourself plenty of Louis Vuitton sneakers in that sort of bloody world. The bloody good money in breakfast.
Well, only if you're talent, Judge. Not if you're a little bitch behind the scenes.
You learn something new every fucking day, don't you? Sure.
Dotheth, you.
Now.
Give me one more.
Well, I don't think we prank old mate. I think we just call her back.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And next step, I'll do a prank.
Okay.
That feels right.
Yeah, and then we'll call it a day.
And then we'll call it a...
Hello.
Oh, shit, I'm not playing it. I'm calling it. Fucking hell.
You are so silly.
Now...
You are so silly.
I always am like, fuck, I should put my phone on private for this, but I cannot
too
be
lazy.
Fucked.
Okay. You know what's going to happen? You're going to get all these bloody texts.
Nah, people are pretty good.
Hello?
Roy, we're seeing something with you the other day. We was talking to you. Is this who we got?
Oh, my God.
I was talking to you. Oh, we got... Nah.
It's not good.
Stop, you guys. No, I'm actually going to fucking cry.
Well, how the fuck are we supposed to not call you back?
No, you can't cry.
I swear to God, I love you guys so much.
We were going to prank phone call you.
So embarrassing.
We're going to prank phone call you, but then we thought
I'd
probably be too good at it.
Yeah, we were thinking.
You wouldn't be able to tell.
Stop.
What are you doing?
Oh, my God. I'm just literally just fucking pottering around the house doing fuck all, basically. And I was just, like, listening to an old episode, and I'm like, wait. And I saw you guys on Instagram that, like, you were recording the potty, and I'm like, oh, my God, I'm going to ring up.
And we got you.
Oh, my God.
I'm glad you did, mate.
Oh, my God.
We were going to prank you, but I'm like, you literally called, like, fucking 13 minutes ago. Yeah. I'm like, it's fairly obvious.
And said she'd cry, so we just wanted to hear the tears.
Yeah, correct.
Happy tears.
Happy tears, of course.
Oh, thanks.
Hey, I hope your house is sparkly clean. Is it nice and clean now, isn't it, little senorita?
Sure.
Very clean, isn't it?
Very clever.
Clean, aren't you? And oh, yeah.
I'm glad you can just pot around and do two-fifths of fuck all like me and Lou do. So that's,
literally.
Like kind of what we're doing.
I wouldn't have it any other way. Oh, you guys.
Oh, well, we love you and thank you so much for listening.
Thank you.
Oh, thanks, senorita.
Now, you be a good senorita, won't you?
You have a great day.
I will. You Tell too. Them.
See you, Senorita.
Bye.
She's a good Senorita.
She's a very clever girl. What?
Nothing.
What's
clever girl?
It's not what I said.
Yeah, but it just reminds me of Jurassic Park. Clever girl. Then he gets eaten, whereas I'd kill him. Now listen up. Classic. Love the lot of you.
Love you guys.
You're all mad mongrel dogs. And we love you.
Please be safe and give everyone a kind word today. Say something nice to everyone in the street. Please.
You start. Dior.
Dior, your beard looks gorgeous.
You say Thank bed you, or beard?
Beard.
It sounds like you're dragging out the word bed.
I'm not trying to get into yours bed.
Oh, beard. Beard.
Beard.
Beard. And Dior?
Yeah?
You've also got a powerful shaft.
Oh, thank you, Jarch. And I know you would know more than anyone.
Correct.
Yes.
Jarch, you have a very giving shaft, I would say. Not powerful, but, stamina.
Stamina wise. Yeah. Isn't this a beautiful workplace?
It is.
It's just gorgeous.
Mm. Tobbs? You have a look. If we're talking shaft wise, your shaft is tremendously smooth and quite terrific.
Mm.
If we're being honest,
and Lou, I would say
careful.
It's
yeah.
All of our shafts may be great, but none of them even combined compared to the power and the might of your shaft.
Well, she's gifted.
Yes,
as we know from the t-shirt she's wet, she's gifted.
Shaft, a bum, or a penis?
A fucking cock. You know what? Also a great question, because a duet could be confused with like a mine shaft.
Let's not end on this. Perhaps cut this.
Putting a shaft in a shaft.
Shush.
Shaft squared. Okay. Righto, we're going to shaft.
Very lowbrow.
We're going to
chow chow and say something kind to everyone, not about.
Hopefully related to shafts.
No. Good night and chow chow.
Hooray.
Good morning.
Shaft.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.